In here, this older person was different. The Yod, the he knows the Lochos. And Rashi says, Shuchacham. He knows that the Shtar is only, but the Das Makne, the person, the Makne has to make up the Shtar. So therefore, he gives it over, believe Shalom with the Kenyan. But our question is, what about the wife? Maybe the issue, she does not realize this. Elo Amarov, Rav says, I'll bring it up from another proof. Mehocha. Says, Alocha Orev HaYotze, Liacha Chitam Shtarois, V'yav Shtar Halvo, written up to what Ruve knows $1,000. And then the two Edom signed on it. And after the Edom signed on it, then an Orev comes along a co-signer. Like as if he tells the Malv, if the Leiva can't pay up, you could come and collect from me. So says Alocha Goivim Nechosim B'necharim, that in the case that the Leiva does not have money to pay up later, the Malv has the right to go to the Orev, to the co-signer, and collect from the property that he himself has. But you see, it's called the Good Shtar. Now the question is why? Because here also really the shtar has to belong to the Yoruv. Because since the Yoruv is the one that's being mishabed, his nechosim back to the Malva, so he is the one that has to write up the shtar. And here the shtar already was by the Malva, because he signed afterwards. So what you have to say is that the Malva is makna the shtar back to the Yoruv first, and then the Yoruv gives the shtar back completely to the Malva. So see, a person knows what it means to give away the shtar in order that it should be chal. So Gemara says again also, I'm Rav Ashi, my Kusha, what's the Kasha? What do you bring your proof from over here? Again, Dilma Gav Rashani, maybe a man, a person is different, Diyadi Liaknuye. A person knows what it means to be Makna, to give it away to the person that has to own the Shtar. Our question is, what about the wife? Maybe she does not realize it. So this Gemara comes out, the final Teretz is, Elom Rav Ashi, Yoch, here's the proof. It says, Alocha, that Isha Kosev is as Gito. A wife has a right to have her own get written up. How does that work? It has to be that afterwards she's makna with labal, she gives it over to the husband. So you see, when the wife gives it to a husband to use, she gives it completely and the get is chal. Then it says, v'ish kesef eshoivroi. A man could also write up the receipt. Usually what happens is when the husband pays up the ksuba to his wife, she writes him back a receipt. Here it says, the man has a right to write the receipt. And it says a reason, shenkiya maget ala b'chisomov, because the main part of the get is b'chisomov, is with the signatures. So therefore from here we have a proof that an isha is makna completely to get to the husband in order for the husband to use it. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Alright, a turnover. Yeah, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Kosav lo get. The husband writes up a get, v'nosno biyar avdoi. And he puts it into the hand of his own Eved Kenani. Then v'kosav lo shtar maton olov. He writes a shtar matana to his wife. He's giving this eved over to his wife. Is konsul miskareshes boy. This is called a good nisina saget. That now when the husband is being makna, given over his eved to his wife, the get is going along directly from him to her. That's called a good venosan biyoda. That's called a good gershin. Therefore the gershin is chal. So, Rashi says, "Kanosu li eved b'shtar maton." As they write the shtar maton over here, "V'yaget shabiyoda devilei hay eved kechatzeroi." The eved now becomes like the chatzer of his wife. Therefore, v'gita v'chatzeroi bolo kechud. She gets her chatzer and the get comes together. Therefore, she's megareshes. So the question is, though, v'yamai, why do you say now after the wife receives the eved for present, that the get in his hand now is kind of for the wife, she's kind of because the eved is a chotzer. The Yamai, the Gemara asks, chotzer malechasi. Here it's a problem that this chotzer, the eved, could walk around. And the locher is, v'chotzer malechas lekona. A chotzer that could walk around is not kaina. Like Rashi speaks out, d'chiyom, a rabbon chatzer v'shlodim kaina loy wenda. The rabbonin said that a chotzer, your yard, is kaina for you. Lav v'chotzer malechasam. It wasn't said by a chotzer that could move around. The shana mikakoy de naidi mikakoy de lo naidi. For Rav a goof armor lo koni v'shev shnei merzen. Rav himself says in the Gemara Bo Metzia that a chotzer that moves around is not koni. Because you learn chotzer's mitam yad, that's b'doyim to your yad that cannot go away from you. So chotzer that can move around is not called, that's not a kinyan chotzer. So the Gemara says, so how could this eved be koni the get? How could the eved be a chotzer for the wife? Even though she owns the eved now. But still it's not in her chotzer to be koni. Maybe you tell me, we're talking about where the Eved is standing still. Marsha, still that's no good. Rav has said, Alokar is, Kol she'ilu mahalach lo'kona. Anytime if they do walk, they're not kona, Oymed v'yoshev lo'kona. even though now they're standing or sitting, still you're not koina. Because since they could move around, therefore it's not still called the chotzer malechet, it's not koina. So Gemara answers, here the case is, v'hilchos sabakofus. We're talking about over here where the eved was tied up. If the eved was tied up, now it's not possible for him to walk, therefore it's called the good chotzer of Isha. So again, the case was that the husband first put the get into his own eved's hand, and then he gave the eved for a matana to his wife. So now when the wife is koina, acquires this eved, the eved is a chotzer for the wife, and therefore the get is koina to the wife, she's the gereshes. In the case where again, where the eved was tied up. For Yom HaRav and Rav says, because of lo get, the husband had a get written up, v'nosno b'chatzeru, and he put it into his own chotzer. Now the kosa of lo shtar matana lo, when the husband writes a shtar matana and gives away this chotzer now to his wife, is konsu mishkareshes boy. She's koina, she acquires the property, this chotzer, with the get inside it, so therefore now it's good. The get is in her own chotzer, so therefore she's koina the get, she's mishkareshes. So Gemara says, utzricha, I need both cases of rova, the case where he put the get in his own eved or in his own chotzer. The Ashmina Eved, if we only hear the first case where he put the get in his own Eved, Havamina Dafka, Eved only in Eved is good. Avul Chotzer, but by Chotzer maybe it's no good. Because Ligza, maybe I would think to make a Gzera, Mishum Chatzer, Abul Yachemikan. In the case, let's be Goyzer, in the case where the Chotzer first comes to a property afterwards, and it's not directly from the husband. Like Rashi says, Kagoyin, Nosan, Lo Get, Pechotzer Chaveroi. Maybe first the husband will put the get down in his friend's chotzer. And then the husband will go, chotzer umochalo es chotzer. Then the person that owns the chotzer will give it over to the husband. And then the husband will sell it to his wife. That's no good. Because that's not called the benos, and it's not called a direct nesinom from the husband to his wife. So therefore, even in a case where the husband puts it into his own chotzer, maybe I should make a gzera. So if it would have only said the case of an eved, I would not know by a chotzer is good. Therefore, I need the second case of a chotzer. Now, if so, let's just have the second case of a chotzer. No, v'yashmin in chotzer. I'd only hear the second case of a chotzer. I mean, I would have thought to say tafke chotzer. Avol eved, but by an eved ligzer kapus auto shena kapus, but by an eved that's made gzera, which tied up auto in a case which not tied up. So even in the case that's tied up, maybe it's no good. Kamash malon. That's why I need both chedushim. I do not make these gzeras. That both if the husband puts the get into his eved's hand or into his own chotzer and then he's matner and gives it to a present to his wife, in both cases she's megareshes. Omer Abaye says like this now, Michti, let's see, chotzer mehechis raboi, how do I know b'chlad is a kinyan chotzer, that if you put a get into your wife's chotzer, she's megareshes, mi yoda, learn out from the hand. Says, so, ma yoda, the isa bein midaita bein bakorcho. Just like if you put a get into your wife's hand, even by force, she's megareshes. You don't badaska need her das. That means, bein midaito, bein balkorcha, whether she agrees or whether she doesn't agree, her yad is kind of a get for her. Although she's megareshes. Is about the kinyan, we'll talk about it later on in the Masechta, we'll see if it goes between a kinyan or stama mais in the sina. But I call upon her, when you put it into her hand, there's this nesinus of a get that she's megareshes. Says so, l'chura af chatzeru, who had in any chotzer that's koina by get, has to be the isa bein midaita bein bakorchom. She'd have to be a certain type of a chotzer that if the husband puts it into that chotzer, she's koina even by force. For her matona, in this case now, where the husband is putting the get into his own chotzer, it doesn't belong to her yet. Now he wants to give her shtam matona to give it to her present, so a present for matona midaita isa. He can only give a present if she agrees. You cannot force her to receive this present. Since so, maybe this chotzer should not be good for a get. Her chotzer has to only be in a case where she owns the chotzer already. Then you could throw it into bar korcho. Mashenkin here, where you first want to give her this chotzer for a present, and a present she only receives if she wants. If she doesn't want it, you can't force it, so this should not be good for a get. Like over here, if the wife would say she doesn't want the chotzer, you can't force her to accept the chotzer. So her here, it should not be good. So Gemara asks, but for shlichus lekabola, there's such a loch of a shlichus lekabola to accept the get, where the wife herself can make a shliach to accept the get for her. The midaita isa b'korcholesa, the wife has to appoint the shliach herself. We can't force her to make a shliach. So shlichus only helps if she wants it and not b'korcho. Even though a shliach lekabolah cannot be made by korcho by force, still you see she could make a shliach lekabolah. So maybe by chotzer also, even though it's not by korcho, should also be good. So Gemara says, Abaye says back, Oto shlichus miyodis raboy. Like, what are you asking me from shlichus? Shlichus that helps. We do not learn out from the pasuk of yodo, but rather mi v'shilach v'shilchus raboy. Learn out from the pasuk of v'shilach v'shilcho that she can make a shliach. So therefore, that she could make a shliach true, it's only when she wants to, and we can't force her to do it. Mashenki in the locha that a chotzer is koino. Since a chotzer will learn out from the locha of yag, that we doim it to a hand, says so, just like when you put together into a hand, it's chal even by korcho, even by force midiraisa, even though she doesn't agree to accept it midiraisa, the husband could force her, just give her the get, who then it has to be a chotzer that she owns already from before. So now the husband just throws the get into a chotzer. But Abaye holds in a case like this chotzer over here, where now the husband first wants to give it to her for a present, so this, if she would say no, the chotzer will not become her, the get will not be chal, this cannot be good for a chotzer. For a chotzer to mekabel a get. For your boy, Sam, another teretz is Abaye to tell you, shlichus lekabola nami ashkechon bar korcha. No, I tell you, shlichus lekabola also sometimes we find it's done bar korcha without her will. Shekein av mekabel get lebita ktana bar korcha. Or father midiraisa has a right to marry off his younger daughter when she's still a ktana or even a nara, when she's a ktana, and who adini could receive the get for her. Says so, even bar korcha, even though she doesn't want to receive the get, still the locha is the father can mekabel her get, like Rashi brings down, or via mekabel gito, can an af kulam b'ksuvus, learn out in the Gemara b'ksuvus, barak nara, mi v'yotz av hoysa. If so, shlichus also within the pasha of bar korcha, therefore shlichus helps. Mashen ken chotzer here, this type of a matono, which a matono you can never give bar korcha, the matona by holds will not be good, this type of a chotzer. Yeah. Then the Gemara goes on, right, the last part of the Mishnah, said, alola shel zayis, that you could write a get on the leaf of an olive tree. And then the Mishnah says, on an eved, on an apora, on the keren shapora. So Gemara says, bishle miyad yeved, it's very good why the Mishnah says if you write a get on the hand of yeved, that it says the husband has to give over the yeved to his wife, because lo yevshe lemiktsa.